Welcome to the KSL Home Show. Brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
2022 is magical, and you have hope and joy on the horizon for 2023. That is what we
welcome on into the home show today.
Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Talk about in the real estate market. Not only residential, but also commercial. Oh my goodness, I hope you have fun plans tonight for New Year's. Lots of fun things. Happy New Year's. Lots of fun things that we are excited to talk about in the real estate market. Not only residential, but also commercial. Probably think he's a stickler. What do you have? Done it already. Need to take down your Christmas. I think you're a little mascot. Yes, we are so excited that you're joining the show today. We, of course, have Drew Armstrong with Armstrong and Flinders. He's back on the show. A few spaces available. Talk about everything real estate. Welcome to the show, Drew. I don't know about you guys, but see you in Matthew's gone. He's out partying again. And then that next week is when I take it down.
Technically, if you set it up in October, you can get it up until February. It's a good job. Okay, so we want to go over what happened in 2023. It's a good time. Yes, and it's been a snowfield magical. Most of those contracts are closing on a couple months ago. Yeah, I mean, they're hugging all the good deals. People are going to need to get good on you. So happy for you. And we were just right before the show talking about a property that you put under contract in the Pleasant Grove area.
And I love that you're conservative, right? You want to be careful, but when you're a good price, you're going to have to pay for the property manager. Maybe comes in handy too. But you got to make sure that you're willing to buy it for the price that you were telling us you cannot buy a duplex. For that price, even as a fixer-upper. So this would be a great investment for you. Even if you have to feed it for even a year or two, you know, 100 or 200 or 300 thousand. Then there's the mental aspect of it, like, do we have capacity to be a landlord? But you got to make sure that you're willing to buy it for the price that you were telling us you cannot buy a duplex. Even as a fixer-upper. So this would be a great investment for you. Even if you have to feed it for even a year or two, you know, 100 or 200 or 300 thousand. I know that I did demographically speak on my property myself, but I got to the point where, you know, now I try, like, if it's close, then I'll still show up and I don't average decide whether years older than us.
Yeah.
Because
and so what's, I can what's do going a lot on right more now than my tenant
we are
can,
really
as far as
unplugging
with.
A toilet,
is
but
is
I am also not willing to replumb the
interest rates
room
going up.
Like
slows
I
down
was when I started.
Because right. You had to.
Yeah, and when they
and
are
Heather
not willing
did that
to purchase,
too. You know, when we started, when we were young,
because they're borrowing money at higher rates.
When we were young and dumb.
Well,
we were, I mean, I thought about,
they're not
am I
selling
dumb
as many
because
no, we're actually smart
to
looking back. I wish I would have
right
cool programs more real
oh my
estate.
Gosh.
Oh, you guys. You
know, my first one, I still own my first cycle.
I don't own a lot that I have bought and sold
sale
since then, but
and,
my first one is fun to talk about
quick,
because it was a duplex
they're renting
in Provo
them
below
so this
campus,
is in our starter home price point, right? So those lower end homes, they're great.
And I was like, oh my gosh, because I bought it in 2002, but in 1999,
to rent homes.
Rates were
I know there are
as
high several
as
developers,
they have been in
Edge
my
homes, Ivory custom
career
homes.
They were up at
9.5%. Yeah.
And for an
and
investment property,
it.
It's usually
well,
a percent
and
more.
And
it's like
the first time they
yeah
were doing
so
that
by 2002,
was back in
it was 2008,
down, but it was more
they
like 6 or 7%
with this.
And 2002,
I mean, we have D.R. Horton,
and I bought that one,
just
and
built
I had
a ton
to
of townhouses right next to where I live
to cover the payment after I collected rent.
Yeah.
Because they
learned $250
a month.
This makes a lot of sense.
It's a lot,
to
right?
A lot.
When you're not making a lot and you're starting and you're hungry and
you know, and my whole down payment went down to. I mean, I was like tapped out
because
development
used all my money
does
to buy the place to begin.
Right, right. Nobody talks about that part.
Right, and so you're like at that point you're like, well, if I need
and now the properties
are worth
what?
I'm going
to
put it on
three times.
I mean, really,
because
I didn't have any more money at that point.
We don't need to sell.
But that place right now is worth
about
$700.
That way, and if they're and keeping them
and
as rentals, then
I mean, I've pulled more money
they're
out of it over
smart
the years.
I personally know one of the owners
and,
of
ICO. You know, once you have,
and he
once
is
you have
a Harvard.
Hotel
he's probably
that, you know,
the smartest man I've
with,
ever
right
met. Truthfully, he has
Harvard
MBA, charts and graphs. I mean, to even be in Harvard, but then to get an MBA from Harvard is a whole other level. But I'm working with them on some clubhouses and refreshing some of their remodel homes that are dated.
Cow.
Yeah,
and
I've never
like
seen anything
no
like it. I mean, it was
it,
a
right
whole nother
it
level.
It is
and
a
I've
function,
been in this
would you say, of
for 27
the
years
trees,
working with
right?
Construction
because right now
and
you're just looking at those monthly
they
picks.
Know
you're like,
what
I'm going to take
they
on all this
savvy
work,
business
take
people.
On being
if
the
they're
landlord,
doing it,
take on the time,
we
the stress,
should all be
the energy
doing
that it.
Takes to manage this house. Home show
and
will be right back.
Like, I'm going to pay money out of pocket when I could just sit here and do nothing and have more money in my bank account.
Well, and money in your bank account a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, if you, looking back,
it's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osman Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us. Happy New Year, everybody. We're so excited to go into 2023, especially in the real estate market in Utah. We have Drew Armstrong with us and Heather Osman, of course, with Osman Designs. And you guys have
so
motivated me,
yeah.
I shall say.
So
every week I come
mean,
here and
you know,
I get motivated either to redesign my home or to get into
right
the real estate
because
market. Because if you can find a place right now
year,
that can appreciate for a little while, you're sitting pretty, right?
Oh my goodness. I love this
really
show because
it.
It's just but always good news, I feel like. You know, I've been doing this show for almost 4 years and I can't really remember a bad news episode. It just is always good news in the real estate market. They say,
double,
you know, even nationally, 90%
double,
of millionaires made their money in real estate, and that
today,
is so true in here in Utah. It's a great time to be an investor. It's a great time to be a homeowner.
Payment,
if you have a great home that you love, remodel it. If you need to upsize or downsize or right size, whatever that may be, it's just such a great time to hire someone like Drew Armstrong and his partner Matthew
today,
Flinders.
Right.
We have Drew on the show
yeah
with us today.
That's
welcome.
Hey, I'm back here.
You're
and
back again.
And we love having you.
Lindsay,
yeah.
You'll make
good
more
news for
than
2023
what you can do
is
in your
get in
the market,
job and
even
your
though interest rates are
well
a little bit combined.
Higher,
so you're going to be tight for
you're
a minute.
Fine. Yeah.
This is great. And just
it,
know that going in. But we've done this. We're walking the walk. We talk the talk. Drew, how many properties do you own right now?
Rates are so high.
Six.
Six right now.
You know what?
In the height of our real estate investment, my husband and I, we owned 33.
Like, oh sell now.
It was great insane.
Deal.
It
was a few of those
yeah, you did. And, like, keep those straight.
It was our full-time job, right, just yeah, maintaining and collecting the rents, but it was the best
sure
thing yeah that
if you need
ever done.
An investor, Drew,
you're calling me first.
That is a great deal. I'm super excited.
And moved all of that money to assisted living. And then at the height of the market, we sold all of those.
We had five at the time.
Sold those and then moved it all to commercial real estate
stuff, yeah,
right, and development and subdivisions, yeah, and
just so still have all of that.
Yep.
And we'll it just, has just we'll been
yeah, then
amazing.
You can, you know,
yeah,
you
and it seems like you control it better than, for example, putting your money in the stock market.
100%. It's real. It's tangible.
Easier. Here's the thing, is that when you look at stock market losses, instead of once, like in real estate right now,
you guys are so good at this, and so like, but this is your full-time job. What about people like me that have a full-time job? My husband has a full-time job, but we want to invest. Like, how do we manage all this?
Then just like your duplex that we were talking about, you just stick with properties that need paint and carpet.
Right,
right. Maybe just a little minor thing. Those are things you can do on the weekend. You hire them out, do
what
you do best, sub out the rest, take it from Drew Armstrong and Heather Osmond, who back in the day when we were young and we had no money and we were in there. I mean, personally, my husband and I were hanging sheetrock to the point where I was in tears. It was horrible.
It
was ruining our marriage. I said, we cannot do this.
Okay, good advice. Thank you, guys. I'm getting my Not only is she an interior design expert, but also real estate expert. Drew Armstrong with us as well, UtahRealEstate.net.
Because they've been trained. The reason that we're all hanging over there out at the place at 1 o'clock in the morning, clean paintbrushes, because we're finally done painting.
Trying to get the renter in.
It's because that is what's going to afford the life that we want. It's interesting because my daughter is 23 right now. And
welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osmond Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And then fixed it up and flipped it, and he made a bunch of money. His brother made a bunch of money, and their first house he bought a month before they got married, and it has an apartment in the basement. And that apartment rent basically pays for the. They live up in Ogden, right by
Welcome
the university.
Welcome back into the home show today. Happy New Year, and thank you for joining us, everybody. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond.
And they're
Designs.
Thinking
and Drew
about
Armstrong
the next
with us
one.
As well from UtahRealEstate.net. Drew,
and
Happy
I think
New
that
Year.
Once he thank you. School, I'm excited about it. Although tonight, I probably just going to go to sleep.
No, listen. Anyone who makes it to midnight, Lindsay,
we're all old. So excited for them. Okay, in closing, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes.
Which is crazy because when I was a kid and I was going to BYU, I had a mobile DJ company.
And sacrifice now.
Like the
Super Bowl
was
New
Year's
Eve.
Like
now or work later. You make smart investments now. Life will be better later. We're investing in our future retirement.
You're doing New Year's Eve and then in bed by 8 o'clock.
Buy the house. I know. We're always watching those analytical reports at the state of Utah about real estate and national reports.
I haven't even told
and then by 10 p.m.
We should talk about that a little bit, Heather, because going into 2023, we're in a unique place in Utah with interest rates and just our housing market.
Yeah, we have some interior design services. We'll have to pick out your paint, your carpet, your hardwood, your countertops.
It's almost every state in the nation.
Osmond Designs,
Drew touched a little bit about this in the previous segment because of our demographics.
And then Drew Armstrong,
so strong.
Real
we have
a
younger population than any other state in the country by, what did you say, 5 years?
5 years.
See you next year. And I hope you to that. So supply and demand is the name of the game.
That's what it is. And right now, while rates are up, it doesn't mean that families aren't forming. They're still forming. So they still need housing. Kids are moving out of houses, out of their parents' house, and they need a rental. Or they need to buy a place. And right now, they are not able to qualify as quickly because the rates are where they are. The average house, the average priced home in Utah is unaffordable
for two-thirds of adults in Utah.
And so does that mean the rental market is stronger? We need more rentals?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It pushes, so it pushes these households that are forming, instead of being able to afford their first place, they're delaying that, and they're either living in mom and dad's basement, you know, a rental at home. And now, I mean, Utah, 2 years ago, our legislature made it so that unless you have a university that has a population or a student base that's more than 10,000, and even with those, they didn't let them completely off the hook. They say, you know, you need to have a lot more accessory apartments. Mm-hmm. And so they forced them to allow for a lot more than they used to have. But in every other city, every house, it doesn't matter if you're okay, listeners, it doesn't matter if your homeowners association says that you can't have rent an accessory apartment in your house, you still can. Mm. Okay, because that's the state law at this point. And so a lot of them are moving into accessory apartments. We're providing lower income housing by building accessory apartments. So that's helping.
For sure. And these are these ADUs, we call them,
accessory
right?
dwelling units. Yeah. Yep. And that doesn't mean you just turned your house into a duplex, because it doesn't work if you don't actually own and live in the house.
Right.
But so there's differences in the categorization of how they say, okay, this is a house with an accessory dwelling unit versus this is a duplex.
Right.
But they're moving into those. They're moving into rentals. Rents are going up because there's more competition for the number of rental units, which is this is the negative side of raising interest rates, is that it slows down household construction. So home construction. So the builders are going, oh, we're not going to build as many because they can't sell them to the consumer, which means that we're compressing the demand a little bit. We're pushing them into basements. We're pushing them to accessory dwelling units. A lot of times the builders are going, okay, well, I'm going to keep this because the rents are going up, and I don't have as ready and able buyer out there to buy my townhouses. So I'm going to keep them, and maybe we'll sell them in 3 years or something. But there is, if you're an investor in this market, even though it is more expensive to get into them, I mean, I just bought another one, a townhouse to rent, and that townhouse is going to cost me a couple $100 a month.
Yeah.
Again, I haven't done that for a long time. I've been able to just buy one, and then it cash flows. And it's like, now I'm going, I should have bought a lot more.
Dang it.
Uh-huh. But even though I'm buying one where it is not cash flowing, it's actually negative cash flowing, the upside for this one for me is like, oh my gosh, because the one I'm buying is a duplex in a townhouse form. So it has a store, a commercial space, and then a townhouse upstairs. So when I bought that, I'm like, I'm going to keep that because, you know, either I refinance it or rents go up.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden that's going to become a cash cow to begin with.
Really, so just a win-win. That's fantastic. So we've been focusing a lot on starter homes and on production subdivisions for new construction for these builders that are building more of the low-end affordable housing. However, upside is custom homes. There has been a trend of people downsizing and not needing larger homes. But this 2021, I think obviously we can blame it on COVID pandemic. People are realizing, I need more space. Mm-hmm. I'm moving my office that I used to go to home, and I need additional space, not only because now their kids need a space or their parents need to move in. So there really is a trend in the custom home market where these homes are needing to be larger, and people are investing and spending more money in their homes than ever.
Because they're planning on spending, like, even if they can go to work now, and they can in a lot of cases, although there are some companies that are just, I mean, I'll tell you, the bad end of the real estate market right now, which is probably a good end if you're an investor because you can pick it up cheap, is that office space right now is still dying. Cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a place that is like very, very low end office space that we're leasing right now. We're getting people that are looking at leasing this. I mean, part of it is like a almost like construction trailer, you know? I mean, that level, it's very nice inside, but it is very low end office space, and they're looking at renting it as storage.
Yeah,
as
just climate warehouse control space. Storage. Well, you can't even get warehouse space.
Yeah, because you can't find that.
I was looking for some recently because we had an overflow of inventory, like many furniture stores in the industry, because we didn't know when we were going to be able to get upholstery again. So we bought extra. A lot of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buy extra. And there were lead times of 9 months, 12 months down the road. So then everything lands and it slowed down a little bit, which is great. We have great upholstery in stock. But we needed space to store it. And just like you're saying, looked everywhere. There was nothing available. So if you own warehouse right now, you're getting a premium price. And if you own office, a lot of those people are actually renting them out just for storage.
I've got some office you could rent for storage.
I could. I'm good now. We sold so much.
This is how deals are made, people.
It is. It works.
But that's the thing is that people are right now, they're in the middle of a little bit of upheaval as to the type of housing that they're interested in. I have some friends that are very high-end custom home builders in Utah County. They're busy. Yeah. They're
backlogged.
Like, I'm like, have you slowed down? And they're like, we're hoping it's going to slow down a little bit. And they're anticipating that it will at some point slow down. It has not slowed down for the high-end custom home builders right now, which I'm like, really? And they're like, no, you know, we were so backed up. We are so committed. We have so many people that want to get houses started. That, maybe two or three of them will have fallen out, but that just means that somebody else that's waiting gets into us quicker.
Yeah. Well, and so, people that have money still have money. Yeah. So not only are they making their current home larger, but then they're buying investment properties or they're buying vacation homes in multiple locations. I'm currently doing interior design work for so many in the Park City, Midway, Heber area, even Alpine area, you know, all across the state, truthfully. But it's just exploding in the Park City area.
Absolutely.
And these people have homes in St. George and in Hawaii and Texas and New York and all over. I mean, the money is coming not only from Utah itself, but also from out-of-staters, which is incredible.
I've got a client right now that we're looking for a new place in Park City, and they want a place that they can rent out 11 months out of the year, and they're going to live there for 1 month in the summertime. And
just
they're both
the
attorneys
in
Southern California. And they could be my kids. They've got more than $1 million to put down on this place.
Yeah,
I'm
as
like,
a down payment.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and I think a lot of the builders in those areas were seeing their clients making so much money. They were building these homes. And then when the homes were complete, they were selling them for $500,000 or $1 million more than
as soon as
they were done. And the builders thinking, I did all the work. Why am I not doing this? So you were seeing a lot of the builders jumping into the market to build spec homes because the homes were selling before they were even complete.
Right.
Which is incredible, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been spoiled here in Utah. There's no doubt about it. I don't feel like things are going down. I think things are just
leveling off a little bit. There are segments of the market, even in the high end. Like if you look at homes that are more than 20 years old, in the above like $700,000, $800,000, $900,000, yeah, they've come down $100,000.
Sure.
But if I at the same time, I've got people that have 3-year-old houses that are beautiful up in Alpine or Highland or Draper in the right places, and they're selling them in 4 days.
Yeah,
still. So I mean, they're trying to slow. If you've got anything that's under $500,000,
it's gone.
Can sell it in a week.
Yeah,
you know, and that's it. So they're trying to slow the market down with interest rates being what they are, but we have a lot of money that's already available, and it. I'm afraid. I mean, they raised the rates this last time for a half a point, and the other increases from the Fed were a full point up till now. And so maybe they're laying off a little bit. But and our market is reacting the way they wanted to, but there are a lot of markets that are not. They're not. I mean, we're slowing down more than some of the other markets have been a little bit, which is great. But I think it's because our demographic is so young. They don't have any experience going through little ups and downs. And they're thinking, ah, great recession. A lot of them are, because that's the only thing they've ever had any experience with.
So true. I love having you on the show, Drew. Great news for all of our KSL friends. Looking forward to 2023. If you are in the market as an investor, it's a great time, including Lindsay.
I know.
Let's go, Lindsay. We're your biggest cheerleaders. Buy that
are.
Duplex, girl.
I'm pretty convinced after this conversation.
You should.
I know.
You should.
We'll take a break. Heather Osmond with us. Drew Armstrong, UtahRealEstate.net. More on The Home Show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. Happy New Year, everybody. Hope your 2022 was magical and you have hope and joy on the horizon for 2023. That is what we wish for you here at KSL News Radio. Heather Osmond with us of Osmond Designs. Heather, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's the last day of 2022. Oh my goodness. I hope you have fun plans tonight for New Year's. Lots of fun things that we are excited to talk about in the real estate market, not only residential, but also commercial. You're probably thinking, oh, if you haven't done it already, you need to take down your Christmas.
Yeah.
You guys.
Can I hire your people, Heather?
Yes, you can.
I don't want to do it.
We have a service for that, yeah. Lindsay.
Oh, really?
Yes, we just happened to do that. We do have a few spaces available right here at the end of New Year's. I don't know about you guys, but I kind of like to leave my Christmas up through New Year's, and then that next week is when I take it down.
I think technically if you set it up in October, you can leave it up till February.
Or if you're like Lindsay and you set it up a week before Christmas, listen, then you should leave it up till March.
It's staying up at least another week until I have time to take
you're
it down.
Awesome.
I have had to tell people, you need to take your Christmas tree down, because we're going to sell the house, like, in May.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
It's a good time. Yes. And it's been just snowy outside. Yeah. So it's been kind of fun.
We were talking about how the snow feels magical until Christmas. And then after Christmas, you're like, wow.
Annoyed.
Yeah. Yes. It's going to snow until March.
It's true. But the real estate market is still booming. I heard that there were quite a few homes that did still sell in the December time. Most of those people are forced to sell, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's always people that need to sell, and our demographic is the thing that is going to drive. I mean, the reason that they're raising interest rates is they're trying to slow down inflation, right? And so what they want is they want more unemployment. They want prices to stop going up so much, and the way you can make prices stop going up so much is by raising the rates so they're not as desirable.
I'm falling victim to their very plan, because I'm like, I don't want to buy this house.
It's the evil plan. But, you know, the thing is that it's a blunt instrument to try to manage supply and demand.
Yeah, and we have to slow it down a little bit, otherwise inflation
will get out of control. Down.
Yeah,
and you know, I've been looking at numbers, and it's been interesting because there's a conference that's done every November at the end of November that the Ivory puts it together, and they invite all the developers and economists and everything to this. And it's funny because you've got two people that are working up, that are economists that work up at the U that are arguing with each other. And both of them have different opinions about what the market's going to be like in Utah this next year. And James Wood is one of them. And one of the things that he's saying, we have never seen house values go backwards when we have such a low unemployment rate. We have never seen that in Utah. Because there's a correlation, and sometimes we'll see it drop down a little bit, but then it'll recover even the next quarter. And in 2022, prices went up.
Yeah.
Substantially.
Substantially. it mostly in the first half. In the second half, we've seen them come back down a little bit. But we're ending 2022 at higher prices than we entered. Like 1 year ago, prices are higher now than they were a year ago. They're not 22% higher that they were if you're buying a house in May. Sure. You know, if you're the guy that bought it in May and it's now it's like, well, it's 9% higher than it was in December of last year.
Right.
Then, yeah, absolutely, you're going, ah, dang it. But long term, who cares?
You're
yeah.
set.
So I always say the only times anybody pays attention to what their house is worth is if they can't afford it or they're moving. Mm-hmm. That's the only mm-hmm. time anybody even cares what the house is worth and looks into it. So and it should kind of be that way. But at the same time, I know that demographically speaking, Utah is the youngest state in the country by 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, the second closest is Idaho. And Idaho, on average, is 5 years older than us. And so what's going on right now that we are really in trouble with is that what does – interest rates going up slows down people's willingness to purchase. And when they are not willing to purchase – then the builders slow down because they're borrowing money at higher rates too. And right now we're seeing a huge slowdown with the builders. And they're not selling as many homes as they used to. And they're working out some cool programs where they're willing to, you know, for one, they're waiting further in the build cycle to go ahead and put those houses up for sale. And if they aren't selling them quick, They're renting them.
So this is in our starter home price mm-hmm. point, right? Yeah. So those lower end homes, they're great for investors, though. There's always a market for people that need to rent homes. I know there are several developers, Edge Homes, Ivory Custom Homes. They are just renting these townhomes and just killing it.
Well, the first time they were doing that was back in 2008. They got smart with this. I mean, we have D.R. Horton that just built a ton of townhouses right next to where I live, and they're not even trying to sell them.
Yeah.
Because they've learned, oh, well, this makes a lot of sense for us to own rentals. And they're just renting them. And, you know, I mean, the ICO is Ivory's development arm that does the rentals. And they've got ICO communities that they were doing in 2008 that they were going to sell and then they didn't. And now the properties are worth 2 and 3 times what they were worth at that point. And they're like, well, fine, we don't need to sell these things.
No.
Yeah.
And so they're still doing it that way. And if they're keeping them as rentals, then maybe we should think about
them. They're pretty smart. I personally know one of the owners of ICO. And he is a Harvard. He's probably the smartest man I've ever met, truthfully.
Those Harvard MBAs.
Charts and graphs. I mean, to even be in Harvard, but then to get an MBA from Harvard is a whole nother level. But I'm working with them on some clubhouses and refreshing some of their current model homes that are dated. And I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it was a whole nother level. And I've been in this business for 27 years working with construction and builders. They know what they're doing. They are savvy business people. If they're doing it, we should all be doing it. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us. Happy New Year, everybody. We're so excited to go into 2023, especially in the real estate market in Utah. We have Drew Armstrong with us and Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs. And you guys have motivated me, I shall say. Every week I come here and I get motivated either to redesign my home or to get into the real estate market, because if you can find a place right now that can appreciate for a little while, you're sitting pretty, right?
Oh, absolutely. My goodness. I love this show because it's just always good news, I feel like. Yeah. You know, I've been doing this show for almost 4 years and I can't really remember a bad news episode in Utah. It just is always good news in the real estate market. They say
say, you know, even nationally, 90% of millionaires made their money in real estate. And that is so true in here in Utah. It's a great time to be an investor. It's a great time to be a homeowner. If you have a great home that you love, remodel it. If you need to upsize or downsize or right size, whatever that may be, it's just such a great time to hire someone like Drew Armstrong and his partner, Matthew Flinders. We have Drew on the show with us today. Welcome.
Hey, I'm back here.
You're back again. We love having you. Good news for 2023 is get in the market. Even though interest rates are a little bit higher, you're fine. This is great.
It absolutely is. And it's funny because I think that a lot of people are like, well, how is it a great time? Because, you know, rates are so high. And but you know what? There aren't as many buyers. There's opportunity. If you look hard enough, you're going to find somebody that like has to sell now.
Yeah. Great deals to be had.
And there are good deals to be had. And you buy them at a good price right now. I mean, the commercial piece that we just bought, I think I underpaid for it.
Oh, for sure. And if you need an investor, Drew, you're calling me first.
Okay.
That is a great deal. I'm super excited for you.
We may end up talking to you, Heather, because what we want to do is we're building this other building, and I want to do both of them at the same time. I think it's going to be 20% more work for me to do two at once instead of one at a time.
Just prolonging construction.
Yep. We'll just. Yeah, then you can, you know, you get your bids from your subs and your sub does the basement and then they moves over and does the other basement. So I think it's going to be easier for us, a little bit more efficient to do two at a time instead of one. So maybe I will talk to you.
You guys are so good at this. And but this is your full-time job. What about people like me that have a full-time job? My husband has a full-time job, but we want to invest. Like, how do we manage all this?
Then just like your duplex that we were talking about, you just stick with properties that need paint and carpet.
Right.
Right. Maybe just a little minor thing. Those are things you can do on the weekend. You hire them out, do what you do best, sub out the rest, take it from Drew Armstrong and Heather Osmond, who back in the day when we were young and we had no money and we were in there. I mean, personally, my husband and I were hanging sheetrock to the point
absolutely.
Where I was in tears. It was horrible. Yeah. It was ruining our marriage. I said, we cannot do this anymore.
No, no. I mean, my kids, I can tell you, I mean, you ask them, why do we own duplexes or fourplexes or anything like that? They will tell you so that we can go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Because they've been trained. Yeah. The reason that we're all hanging over there out at the place at 1 o'clock in the morning cleaning paintbrushes because we're finally done painting.
Trying to get the renter in.
Is because that is what's going to afford the life that we want to live. And it's interesting because my daughter is 23 right now. And she's been married for 3 years and her husband, his dad owns 19 units.
Wow.
And so I'm like, oh yeah,
yes, he gets it.
And they just built and flipped one house that age. And they didn't build, they bought an old flipper and then fixed it up and flipped it. And he made a bunch of money. His brother made a bunch of money. And their first house he bought a month before they got married. And it has an apartment in the basement. And that apartment rent basically pays for they live up in Ogden, right by the university. Their apartment basically pays their house payment at this point because the interest rate's so low.
Yeah.
And they're thinking about the next one. He's almost done with school. She's done with school. And I think that once he finishes school, they'll end up keeping that as an investment and buy another one. It'll probably have an accessory apartment in as well because they are programmed.
I'm so excited for them. Okay, in closing, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes. It's, do what most people won't so that you can live like most people can't. Mm. So sacrifice now. Yeah. The payoff will be later. You know, work now or work later. If you make smart investments now, your life will be better later. We're investing in our future retirements. There's no better way than in real estate. Buy the house.
You're always a proponent of buying the house.
Yeah, buy it.
Buy it. Do it.
Buy it. Yeah, I mean,
I haven't even told you the specs, the work it needs, anything. I've only told you the area and
that's the easy part, Lindsay. Yeah. We got you.
Okay.
Yeah, we can help you with like subs and the right people to call for everything. I know somebody who sells carpet.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we have some interior design services. We'll help you pick out your paint, your carpet, your hardwood, your countertops.
Absolutely.
It'll look great.
I'm sold. Heather Osmond, of course. Osmond Designs is where you can get all your interior design services. They also take down your Christmas. So
yes,
call
we
them
do.
Now. And then Drew Armstrong, UtahRealEstate.net. If you need a real estate agent, either one of these two can help you out. Guys, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
See you next year.
See you next year.